Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is a delight to have you with me this hour. Yeah, I'm so happy you're with us, really. I have so much to share with you today, and in the next hour, I'm going to be talking a bit about our experiences in Greece. It was fairly amazing. And one of the things that happened is I came across the most interesting restaurant cafe that's really an attraction. It's remarkable. And I have the co-owner of the Lindos Ice Bar, who's going to be on with us in the next hour. Amazing place. It's on the island of Rhodes. And if you take an excursion while you're on the island, either because you've ported on a cruise ship or you took a ferry to the island and you decided what to either rent a car and go to Lindos, L-I-N-D-O-S, or if you are on the island, decide to take a day tour, it'll take you to the Acropolis of Lindos. And while that is historically important, I have to share with you something that is just great fun. And that's the Lindos Ice Bar. It's right across the street from where the tour buses park and let people off to go with their guides to go see Lindos and the Acropolis of Lindos. But if you could use a little refreshment, this ice bar is inspired by those ice hotels. You go in and it's below 0 Fahrenheit, like 15, almost 16 below zero. And you feel like you're in an igloo and with all the ice carvings, and it's a bar. They dress you up warmly and you go in and your drinks are served in a cone shaped ice cube. It's not a cube. It's an ice cone. And they put your drink in that, and they give you mittens and a poncho to keep you warm. And we're going to be talking with the co-owner, who is from England and married a cute guy from Greece. So I have to share this place with you. This is the most fun. So that's still coming up yet today. And more. I've got some travel tips for you in the next hour we got to talk about and whatnot. So we're almost there. But I have waiting to talk with us somebody I met. And you'll know she's wonderful because her first name is Stephanie. And you know all of us Stephanies are high achievers. You know that. And she's wonderful. I have to find my way to where she is, probably somewhere in New York City, and see if I can take her out to lunch or have a milkshake or something. Because you know I don't drink, so I'm boring. But Stephanie Rosenblum is a staff travel columnist at the New York Times. And she's written a book that's caught my attention. Now, you know how few authors I have on. And the reason I generally don't have authors on is that they want to tell you about some place they went and their opinion of that place. I'd rather present you with the people from the tourist boards, from the hotels, from the resorts, from the attractions, from the cruise lines, the people that deliver the products and services in the destination, like real first-person information, and you can make up your mind whether it sounds like something of value and interest to you in your travels, as opposed to somebody's opinion on a particular destination or whatever. Because if I want to give an opinion, I'll give my own. But I'd rather you hear from people that are sharing the real deal. Because, like movie critics, I don't always agree with what they have to say. And so I'd rather you make up your own mind. But Stephanie Rosenblum has written a book called Alone Time. And I found that fascinating as it relates to travels and whatnot. And she being staff travel columnist at the New York Times, I had a really good feeling about the value of what she has to say. And for that reason, I've invited her on. We've got her waiting on the line to talk with all of us. So pull up close to your radio or your iPad or wherever you're listening to us. Because remember, you can download for 52 weeks every show at travelers411.com. And simultaneously, we archive every show at sabrams.com. And that all gets done about midweek after the weekend you hear this. And it'll be there. The archive will be there forever. So go and have a listen. We're going to talk with Stephanie Rosenblum right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO under conductor Andras Nelsons performs with special guest Lang Lang on piano, performing Mozart and Tchaikovsky. Friday night, July 6th at 8 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
On the line with me is Stephanie Rosenblum, staff travel columnist at the New York Times and author of a book published by Viking Books called Alone Time. Thank you for making time in your ridiculously busy schedule to talk with us, Stephanie.
Well, I could say the same of you, so thank you.
Firstly, I just want to get a little background information on you. How long have you considered yourself interested in travel?
Oh, well, I would say I was always interested, but in a deeper way ever since, my 20s.
What happened?
Ever since right after college, I would say.
What happened that created that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was always interested in reading about faraway places, right? But as we know, that's a very different thing than going there. And what started to happen for me, and this is when it really, truly kicked in. I mean, I was doing trips, as a lot of us do. You know, you go with some friends or you begin, you know, in a summer, you take a trip. But what really set it off for me is I had a friend, a new friend, who traveled alone a lot. And he made it seem so wonderful and also so possible that he would just disappear for a long weekend because, you know, a lot of us don't have a lot of vacation time. And he changed the way I thought about travel, that it had to be this very big production every time you went somewhere, that you needed a lot of time, you needed to plan a lot. He would just sort of make a decision, say, you know what, I'm going to go somewhere and I'm just going to walk around. I'm just going to explore. And he not only made it seem easy, but I just loved how he was really embracing life, you know, through traveling.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When he was doing these impulsive kind of, I think I'll go, whatever, were they the kind of thing you get in the car and you drive 100 to 300 miles, or was he flying off to someplace exotic?
Not always exotic. Sometimes he would just, you know, fly to another city in the U.S.
Okay.
Sometimes it would be, a place that he could take a train ride. And, yeah, and sometimes he did fly, you know, to Europe, somewhere in Europe. It was a real mix. And sometimes it was just a beach. You know, he'd go to Puerto Rico or he'd go to somewhere in Florida. Like, you know, it was a very big range. But it was the way he was, you know, incorporating travel into his everyday life.
My hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
And I looked at him and I thought, like, this is my travel role model. And I wanted to, you know, so I just started picking his brain and just partly observing how he lived. And the other part was how are you doing this? And what kind of trips did he take? What did he like? And that was that really began to make it possible for me.
You know, in May, mm-hmm. on May 4th, because of a conversation I had with someone on the phone, I made the decision we were going to Greece. And we had to be in Athens on the 16th of May, which meant, after all was said and done, because as long as I was going to be on that side of the ocean, I wanted to stop in Ireland on my way back. So I did it with an Irish airline so that I would fly into Dublin. We flew on the 14th, overnight, landed the 15th, overnighted, and was on a 7 a.m. flight the 16th to Athens, and because of time changes and whatnot, arrived in Athens at 1 o'clock in the mm-hmm. afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the conversation on the 4th of May, which I think was a Friday, and I couldn't accomplish much over the weekend, to at Logan Airport. No, did we fly from Logan or we fly from Bradley? I think we flew from Logan, Boston. Because of that conversation, 10 days later, I was in motion, you know, and that was 17 days of Greece and Ireland. And when I hear people talk about planning a trip of 17 days to someplace as far away as Greece, they do make it sound like a production, like you have to, like a wedding, you need to start planning it a year in advance or something. It doesn't have to be that way.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, I really do. My hero. One day you'll invite this fellow to come and meet us when you and I
when you buy me my milkshake, yes.
That's it. You know what? We'll go to Serendipity 3, my favorite place in Manhattan.
There
we
go.
Take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me. 48.
Let's go again to Niagara.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Traveling soon? Got questions? Email Stephanie at stephanie@sabrams.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams and traveling companion David Isby.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
It's Travelers 411.
On the line with me is Stephanie Rosenblum, staff travel columnist at the New York Times. She's also the author of Alone Time, published by Viking Books. So I'm imagining you could go to any online bookseller and find that?
Yes.
That's good. Okay, so just be aware of that, people. So before we get into, you know, what prompted you to write the book, although we've done some of that related to your friend's inspiration,
sure,
because he was one of these just, you know, like some people would say, let's go out for pizza. He'd say, and let's have it in Chicago.
That's right. That's exactly
my kind of guy. Well, you know, there's something I like to advise people to do. You know, I coined a term, intentional travel, which is already being picked up by other people. And that's where you have a purpose for your travels. But there's something more decadent about knowing that your favorite singer will be in concert in London or Paris or Rome or Madrid or Rio or somewhere. And you decide that you will build your vacation plans around when that concert is. So when you talk with people and they say, well, you know, where are you, what are you doing or whatever, you say, well, we're you know, so-and-so is performing in such and such a place and we're going to the concert. That is so much more decadently marvelous than you go somewhere, place, you go to the concierge, you find out, oh, look at that, my favorite person is performing, you get tickets and you fall into it and go. It doesn't have the same panache.
Yeah, and also, too, I mean, in those cases, you can end up in a situation where if it's your favorite singer, it might be the favorite singer of many thousands of other people, and you might not get to see them.
Right. Either it's sold out or you're going to be paying the most money for the worst seats through some scalper, which is
true.
You know, I've had that experience in London when I wanted to take my son to see Miss Saigon before it came to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were in the nosebleed seats in a theater, I think it's the biggest theater in London, and we were so high up. Did you ever see that play?
Ms. Yes, Maynard? I did. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when they
were you higher than the helicopter?
We were higher than the helicopter. We were also higher. You know that they lift like a totem pole thing on the stage of Chairman Mao or somebody.
I don't quite remember that.
Okay,
but
they lift this big wooden thing on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a valance curtain across the top. And the top of the whatever that totem pole thing was on the stage, which was enormous. It was the whole, you know, you couldn't see the head because of the line of sight with the valance of the velvet curtains in the way. And as they lifted it, that part, the top part stayed behind the valance curtain. And we didn't get to see what it was until we were leaving the theater and there was a poster of it. You know, we saw, oh, that's what it looked like.
Right,
in the meantime, I paid £109 per ticket to sit in seats so far up and so far back that the printed cost on the ticket was £43. You know how rotten that was?
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I'm sure you do the same thing and advise people. You know, plan ahead and select, don't settle, and, you know what you want from the trip before you go, which apparently is what your friend was doing as well.
Yes, and he had a really nice blend of serendipity and, you know, if there was something he really wanted, like a museum he really wanted to make sure he got into. You know, some museums, the lines can really be so long that you end up having no time. So in
right.
some cases, you know, it pays to get advance tickets. And
right.
he had a wonderful blend of both of those things.
That's fabulous. That is. How long have you been working with the New York Times?
I've been here since 2000.
Oh my God.
18 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
A newbie.
Relatively.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back and dive into learning more about Stephanie Rosenblum, her passion for travel, her professional interest in travel, and her book, Alone Time, which we've got to delve into. So don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking to Stephanie Rosenblum. You've got Stephanie Squared. We'll be right back.
Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. Now, InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you
you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travelers 411.
I am delighted to share with you today a conversation I'm having with Stephanie Rosenblum, staff travel columnist at the New York Times and author of Viking Books, Alone Time. So you were excited by travel. The bug bit you after you graduated from college. What took so long?
No, you know, it was there before, but I'm trying, you know, part of this is opportunity, right? Like, do you have any money to go travel? Do you have the means to do that in the time? And so I think at that point, I had been interested in books, had taken some family trips, but it took until I had saved up a little bit and had, you know, reached a point in my life where I had a little bit of independence and could then begin, you know, making some of those decisions.
When your family traveled, where did they take you?
We did a lot of vacations in the New York area. We were beach family, right? So we did some skiing, but I think all of us preferred to be warm. So we were often at the beach. We did a lot of Disney in Orlando. That was a sort of tradition. And that was, you know, we stayed pretty much local.
Okay. Nothing wrong
with
that.
And then we did one really big family trip when I was about 16, somewhere in there, and we went to London, and that was the first time I left the country. And that, of course, you know, was...
Didn't that blow your mind?
It blew my mind. I loved it. I was so, you know, I saved everything from that trip. I loved it so much. Like, even the wrapper on my flake bar, I anything that I could take home with me, I wanted to save because I wanted to hang on to that experience.
Do you remember when you were in college, particularly the young women who took their junior year abroad, when
yeah.
they came back? Do you remember how sophisticated they seemed when they came back? The difference? Because I still can remember the change in my sorority sisters and other friends on campus who, you know, had spent time particularly in France and in Italy and in Spain and came back and everything had a scarf attached to it around their neck, on their purse. Their makeup was different. Their clothing was different. There was a sense of fashion they never had before. I mean, there was clearly, you know, visible signs that they had spent some significant time outside of the country.
Yeah, it's a long time to be away for a semester.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so how did you build on that? Where were the places that you were most excited about? I've got to get there.
Yeah. I really was interested in going anywhere, but for me, the initial place, of course, like I had in my mind Paris, you know, for probably a variety of reasons, but I think many of the books I was interested in when I was young were either set there or having something to do with France. So that was obviously like a huge thing on the list. Italy, like, you know, all of Western Europe was of great interest. But I also was completely taken, you know, I wanted to go to Japan. I wanted to go to the Middle East. Like, I was pretty much anywhere anyone would say, let's go, I would go. But I think initially I started in places where I felt I would have some command of the language or at least be able to get by.
You know, I can remember needing to do a report on some destination in high school. I think I was probably 12 or maybe it was junior high school, 12 or 13.
Yeah, I was like, you went to high school really young.
Yeah. Well, I did skip a grade in there. You know, I was in the first gifted children program that Johns Hopkins ran.
Really?
So I skipped a year, yeah.
Because you're a Stephanie.
Well, I'm telling you, we're all high achievers. It just shows up early and, you know. I can still hear my mother saying when I was a child, stop talking like an adult. You are a child. Children don't speak that way. And I'm not the only gifted. I have cousins that are brilliant. I mean, just, yeah, our generation was a goodie. But I remember walking into a travel agency, and the people were so nice to me there.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, you know, and it's funny, be nice to people. You never know how it comes home to roost. But I walked into a travel agency. I said, I have to do a report on this destination. Do you have any pictures I can use in my report?
Mm.
And they loaded me up with a pile of brochures, many of them TWA getaway kind of things.
Yeah, sure.
A company that's long since gone, I'm sorry to say. And a bunch of other brochures, and off I went. They gave me a sack to carry it in, and I remember sitting down with the TWA book and going through page after page and saying, one of these days, I'm going to be able to say, I've been here, and I've been here, and I've been here. And I've done a pretty good job nibbling away at that, to the point that we were just in Athens Airport. There's somebody, I think it's a bank, and this is how bad the ad was, because it's terrible when you remember the ad and you don't remember what it was for. I think it was for a European bank, but I wouldn't swear to that. It might have been an accounting firm or something. They had, and it was repeated throughout the airport. And when you had to walk from one end to the other, you kept going past these big billboards, lighted, you know, backlit billboards. And it showed nine iconic monuments in the world that you would know immediately where is that place, like the Eiffel Tower or the Taj Mahal or something.
Sure.
Well, there were nine things, and I have been to seven of those nine. Regrettably, the two I haven't done were India, and there was the Taj Mahal, and the other was, it was either Yosemite or Grand Canyon, I forget which. I mean, it's like, how embarrassing, because the other seven were global, and I've been to all of them. So I have to start nibbling away at the pieces, like your friend who goes, you know, impulsively on a flight to somewhere in the U.S. And, you know, you can do that. We are blessed with amazing airline deals, not only internationally, because when I went on my first trip to Europe, it was $1,200 to fly on what you can fly today for about $450. And that's a whole bunch of years ago.
Yeah.
So, but the interesting thing is that when I look at some of the airfares that are available domestically, where you can hop a flight from just about anywhere to anywhere, and often it's $150 or less. So that shouldn't be the thing that's keeping you home. Because I know, and maybe your friend is one of those people that looks for the deals and then says, okay, let's grab that and go.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely one way to do it. Although I will say that in some cases, it's like the cheapest flight isn't the best flight for you necessarily, right? Like depending on if it becomes painful, if there's multiple connections, if it's really awkward times, like that can sort of add, that can make something that's supposed to be pleasurable and wonderful stressful. So sometimes, like if it's another, you know, $50 or another $100, like sometimes it's worth saving up so that the experience of actually getting there is part of the enjoyment and not,
you know. Don't save. Have a clean credit card. No, but, you know, I get alerts all the time from airlines that I love. In the U.S., I'm very partial to JetBlue. And they run deals? Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like, and no, you're not making a bunch of connections. It's just watch for them.
Yeah.
And that's one, another thing you can do is go sign up with some of the airlines that you like to fly with and that fly into the nearest city to you. And let them send you alerts when they're running a sale, because when they've got empty seats, they run sales. The, you know, if you can pick up and go, that's the time.
Right.
I want to talk about the title of your book, Alone Time. What is it that fascinates you about traveling alone that you think our audience needs to give consideration to?
Well, I think traveling alone is a really different experience than traveling with other people. And something magical can happen when you're by yourself, which is that you really begin to see the details, like the beautiful details of the world, and you can slow down in a way that doesn't necessarily happen when we have other people with us. I love to travel with other people. But that said, there are many things I miss when I do that, right? Like, so I don't notice, you know, the way the sunlight is coming through the trees on a spring afternoon. I don't necessarily notice, you know, that little, that wonderful piece of street art that's tucked in a corner that I'm walking by because, you know, I'm chatting with my friend and we're thinking, where should we go next and what should we have for lunch? And that's wonderful.
Worse than that, you're discussing where should we go next and where should we have dinner or lunch or a snack.
And you're not where you are.
No, it's not. It's worse than that. It's that you're going to end up compromising on one or more things or everything, depending on how influential to you the person you're with or persons you're with are. So we'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio. Non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The Pops season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or health care providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Log on to Stephanie's award-winning website at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Get your picks out on Route 66. It's Travelers 411.
You know, I've got on the line with me Stephanie Rosenblum, who's been such a good victim. I mean, it's so lovely to have her with me. She is a staff travel columnist at the New York Times and author of Alone Time, published by Viking Books, and you can get it from any online bookseller. Make your life simple. Whether you're traveling alone or you're traveling with a big group of people, before you leave the country, please go to travel.state.gov. There is a place for you to register. So if there is some unusual thing, like imagine being in Hawaii with the earthquake or the volcanic eruption or somewhere where there's some turmoil of some kind, I would think, especially if you're traveling alone, you'd want somebody to know you're out of the country and maybe somebody can find you and help you evacuate from wherever you are. But the whole concept of Stephanie's book, Alone Time, is about the joyous time of being able to, from my point of view, you know, get up when you want to get up, eat when you want to eat, you know, go to the places you want to go to, do as much shopping or as little shopping as you want to do, and not have to play into the hands of whoever you're traveling with, whether it's somebody you love platonically or love romantically, or you're traveling with your kids or whatever it is, there are people that are going to be making demands on your time in a way where 100% of your time will be your own when you're traveling alone. But are there any concerns you have, Stephanie, about traveling outside of the U.S. particularly, or even, you know, some places in the U.S. where, you know, you might be concerned about any downsides to traveling alone?
I mean, for me, no. But that's also because the places I choose to go are places that really interest me. You know, like a lot of people will say, well, what's a good place for a solo trip? And the best place for a solo trip is a place you're really passionate about or that you're really excited to go, or, as you said earlier, that has, you know, someone is performing there and you really want to see them. Or maybe there's a cooking workshop that you're dying to take in Provence or somewhere, you know, that you really want to go to. And I feel like if you are very excited to be in that place, and obviously it's not a place, you know, you're not going to, you know, somewhere that's in the middle of a civil war, that's going to feel really good to you because you're going to be very excited to be there. You know, you don't want to go to somewhere just because everyone says it's a popular place to go, or if somebody even says, oh, this is a good place for people to go alone. Well, if it doesn't interest you, it's not. So, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, it's so obvious, but people get caught up in stuff.
Yeah, because people, you know, people have must-see lists and all these things, you know, and it's like the must-see list is the place that you feel you must see. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It's like if you're passionate about it, if it gets you going, like when you think about it and you know, there are places like you love the poetry, you love the films from that place, you love, you know, you can't get enough of whatever's going on there or the cuisine. Like that's your place.
Right. And take a look at, you know, the alternatives to things. One of the easiest things to do when you're traveling alone, travel by train.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes easier than being in the car and there you are in the middle of I don't know where with whatever mechanical problems you're experiencing at the moment. There are things along those lines. We should talk about that more.
Sure.
So, and I guess
for me, I like a walking city, right?
Because, oh, yeah, sure.
You know, then you, like, to me, I like to pick a place. And a city is a nice place to begin also if it's something you've not really done before because there's so many options, so many things you can do. But walking, like, sort of what you're getting at with public transportation, mm-hmm. is that you just step out of, you know, your vacation rental or your hotel and you just go. You know, and you let the day take you where you want to take you, or you sort of aim for something. You say, you know, I'd like to see this neighborhood, or I'd like to see this, you know, this sculpture that's somewhere, and you just sort of head in that direction. But you can let your, you know, feet make these decisions for you moment by moment, and you're not worried about driving. And if you go somewhere and you feel it's not really the vibe you're looking for, you can make a change very easily.
And you don't have to worry about the people you're traveling with. This one has to make a phone call at this time, and that one's got got to send the email back to somebody. And, you know, there is something to be said of about finding yourself while you're traveling. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to reading Alone Time by Stephanie Rosenblum. And maybe you wanted to have a look at it and see if there are some good ideas for you. Because this may be that little bit that pushes you right over the edge. And gives you the courage to go off and have an adventure on your own. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Stephanie. This has been a real delight. And stay with me, everybody, because I've got some important things to share with you. And then we're going off to the Lindos Ice Bar in Rhodes, Greece. This is going to be an amazing one, people. Stay with me. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.